welcome to the Gaming and Movies podcast. This is episode one. I'm G Tuck, and I'm joined here by Girly Girl.
Hello.
And we're here to talk about gaming and movies.
Okay.
And we're going to start off with what we did this past week.
Okay.
And your son had a birthday party.
Yep.
That's pretty exciting.
It is. Number 23.
That's what we're going to call him?
Well, he's my little Kirk Gibson.
Right.
He's my little baseball player. I love him.
It's not Michael Jordan. It's Kirk
Gibson. No, it's Kirk Gibson. He's my little love bug. It was his 9th birthday party, and we celebrated by taking all of the friends and close family to the Whalers game, Plymouth Whalers. So,
and that's hockey.
That was hockey. I don't know. Is it a minor league?
It's minor league.
It's minor league or something.
Semi-pro, I think.
There are a bunch of 17 to 19 year olds, so you know, right around my age group.
Right.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Good.
We had fun.
So you got there and you had food. And...
Yep, we had pizza and Cold Stone Creamery cake.
Nice.
And that was nice. Except, you know, cutting the cake, a solid block of ice broke the little server, but
so it was too cold.
It was way too cold. Cold Stone was way too cold for us. But
so that's what I don't like about ice cream cake.
That, you know, I agree with you. But you know what?
I like it when it's melty.
I like it melty too. You know, I got the last piece. Mom gets the last piece. So mine was a little bit melted by the time I got to it. But did I tell you how I denied a little kid a piece of cake?
No.
Okay. Well, he wasn't from my party. So, like, we were serving up the cake, and this little boy comes over, and he was so cute. He probably was, like, you know, nine or ten. And I knew everybody in my party, so this little boy comes up, goes to grab a piece of cake, and Lori looks at me, my friend Lori, and she's like, "Is he in our party?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "I'm sorry. That's not for your party." And I'm like, "Oh,
wow.
Lori, we denied a little boy cake."
Wow, that's pretty rough.
We did. But
that,
you know what? I had to make sure that I had 28 people.
Right, I saw the cake in the pictures. It's
right.
Not a big cake.
Well, it said it served 30. How?
So that's pretty tight.
How? Right, I had 28 people.
Right.
And you know, we have fatties. We had fatties at our party.
And with my cutting skills, it'd be like 4 pieces, probably.
Right, and you know my mathematical skills. I am like spending 10 minutes just trying to figure out where to like make the cuts.
So you're lucky you got a piece.
I am lucky I got a piece. But guess what? I think I got the biggest piece.
Nice.
I did.
Did you eat it all?
No.
You never
did.
No.
Gosh. By the time
did
I got...
Did someone finish it for you, or is that usually my job? No one was there to finish.
That's your job. You normally finish dessert.
Nobody
finished dessert for me. I basically threw that piece in the garbage. You did see a picture of it.
I did.
See
it
how
looked
beautiful
good.
It was.
It
was red velvet and... birthday cake ice cream, I think that's what it was
or
called.
Batter,
birthday cake batter. I don't know.
It's like that flavor of frozen yogurt from that Menchie's
or
whatever.
Well, it's
it is.
Not. Well, no, because it's ice cream, you know, Cold Stone. They're like chop, 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 chop. They like make it all up. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, it was good. It was good.
Cold Stone never impresses me that
Kit
much.
Kit Kats in the corner. A Kit Kat.
What?
I got a Kit Kat. So that made me happy. He loved it. All I'm saying, though, is like the thing that pissed him off the most, I would not let him go to the arcade.
They never got to go to the arcade?
They never got to go to the arcade. Well, you know what?
What kind of games do they have in there?
I don't know. Never went to
you
the arcade.
You never went and looked?
I never went to the arcade. So, we did Chuck-a-Puck.
Chuck-a-Puck.
And we didn't win on that. We did some... We got some frozen Cokes.
We skipped
popcorn.
Ahead a little bit. What about his birthday presents? He opened
okay.
all his presents.
Oh, yes, he did.
He sang
opened.
Happy birthday, I assume?
We did sing happy birthday. I took about 100 shots of him blowing out those candles because it took, like, you know, 10 minutes to blow out 9 candles. So, of course, he is a gamer. You know this. And he's got an Xbox. He's got a Wii U. So all of his games are based
and
around that.
A 3DS.
He does have a 3DS,
but
you
doesn't
know what?
Play it that often,
he doesn't
right?
care about that. You
right.
know, he plays that more in the summer when he's at my mom's house.
Right,
and,
when you have
know,
to have something to
or,
bring with you.
Right, right. Vacation, you know, sometimes he wants vacation games, but this was all about the Xbox and the Wii U. Wii U is new at Christmas, you know
right.
this. So this year, let's see, he wanted, of course, number one game. Lego Movie game.
Right, he loves the Lego games.
He does.
And I think it's called Lego the Movie the Game.
Okay.
Which is a great name
right?
for a movie game.
Not sure, but he got it. He wanted Lego City Undercover.
Cover,
okay.
Right. That one's an exclusive for the Wii U, and I've heard it's really popular and people love it, but
yep.
I've never played it.
He got it. He busted something open last night. Not sure what. He also wanted Scribblenauts.
Scribblenauts Unmasked.
Exactly.
The DC version. Yep, which the DC. Is... gotta be the best one.
It's gotta be, but, and you know him, he's all about the superheroes, so that made him happy.
Right, I played a little Scribblenauts with my son Jay at some point, but it wasn't the Unmasked one. You just draw stuff on the Wii U gamepad. Oh, it's kind of cool.
Okay, so I'll be drawing.
Yeah, you get the stylus out and you draw stuff, and okay. I don't know, that's all I really know about it.
He also got, for Wii U, my sister got on Lego Marvel Super Heroes, right?
Right, okay. Yeah.
He has it for Xbox, right?
Right.
He got that for Christmas, so but he wanted it for the Wii U, because
it's going to have better graphics. The Wii U?
It probably does.
I think the Wii U is great. It's not the most popular system right now, but I love it. I love the Wii U.
He seems to love it right now, too. Like, it's his new thing. You know, right. Christmas, nothing...
I think it's good that a kid is into
that. And remember,
I
didn't hook it up for like a month.
Right.
So, you know.
I don't know how he put up with that.
I don't know. I'm a bad mom.
I like that kids are into Nintendo games. And I think it's good.
Right.
I think Mario, you know what you're getting. It's a fun game.
Well, for Valentine's, I gave him the Super Mario 3D.
All right. Super Mario 3D World, which
is... that made me the best mom in the world.
Probably my favorite game last year.
Right. And I did play that with you, right?
Right. You played that one.
You know? I'm pretty awesome at it.
You were terrible.
Well, we'll just say I'm awesome at it.
The depth perception takes a little while to get used to on that one, because you have to make some precision jumps.
Right. And honestly, I don't know. Like, it's on my old TV. Is that a bad TV? My old TV?
That Mitsubishi one?
Right.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad TV.
Okay.
It's basically like the one in my bedroom.
Okay.
One of those rear projector LCDs.
Right.
I mean, it's not as good as, like, my living room TV or your living room TV or your family room TV or whatever.
Right.
But...
well, I just didn't know.
He doesn't care. And if he's playing on the Wii U, he's probably looking at the gamepad most of the time anyway, because that's what I end up doing anyway.
I don't know. But my sister got him the Nerf.
Oh, right. He got the armor case for his Wii U gamepad, which is probably a good move.
Because that's horrible that I can't buy another one.
Right.
Really?
And I read about people trying to get them repaired.
Right.
It's $129.
You know my kid's going to throw that up against the wall.
Right.
He will throw that up against the wall in no time because he's like me. We got bad tempers. It's going to happen.
That's some of the problems with the Wii U itself is they should have marketed it different. Maybe not even have the gamepad.
I don't know. It's kind of
just
cool,
have a regular
it's
controller.
Cool.
It's cool that he can, someone else could watch TV and he can still play
we
a game.
We haven't even tried that. I don't even think he knows that's possible at this point.
Oh, really?
To be honest. Right. No. He's all about, that's his TV. No one even bothers
right, so
him
no
when
one
he's
bothers
in game
him
mode.
Anyway.
No one bothers him when he's in game mode.
But if he was a smart kid, he would move the Wii U to the Sweet TV and then be able to play
on
that.
Oh, that's never going
to
happen. Never going to happen. But my thing
but
is...
the Wii U does Netflix. It does the Amazon Prime Instant Videos.
Right.
It does everything.
And that would be if I'm on top of things. You know, I'm not that on top of things type of person.
I know. You had Netflix for 6 months before you ever even installed it on anything.
Exactly.
I don't know how you live
Why
with yourself.
Why would I want to get my own Netflix when I can be on your Netflix?
So are those all the games he got?
No, wait. So he got Scribblenauts. He got the two Lego games.
Two Lego games.
And the Marvel superhero game. I think those might be that.
That's
yeah.
it? So the two Lego games.
Right.
Scribblenauts Unmasked.
Right.
I feel like he got something else, too, but... all right, just Super Mario 3D World, I think.
Right, I gave
you.
Him that. That was on me for Valentine's
right.
Day.
Right. Well, and it was on his birthday, right?
And so his birthday. It's Valentine's Day. His birthday is
dual
officially
present.
Valentine's
and
Day.
And you got a good deal on that for $40,
I did.
Right?
I did.
Target had that on
and
sale.
And I saved 5% with using my Target
Even
card.
Better.
So, right.
Oh, man, I should have had you buy my Xbox One. I could have got 5%
5%.
Off. But I had to buy it from Best Buy. We'll get to that later in the podcast.
Right.
I guess that's probably it for the birthday party, right? It was
a good time.
They enjoyed the hockey game. And then what happened afterwards?
They got to take a tour.
After the overtime win. I don't know if we talked about the game itself.
Goes into overtime. They won in overtime. The kids were, every kid there, 13 and under, in our birthday party group, got to go to the locker room. And this is where I think it made it for the girls.
Is this after they showered or before they showered?
No, before they showered. This
okay.
is them coming up all
So there's not a bunch of dudes walking around naked or anything.
Well, if they were, then I would have been there.
You weren't allowed to go back there.
I was
there,
not
though.
Allowed to go back there. I was pushed, no, they told me no. No to girly girl, but... they did allow everybody, all the girls. My party consisted of kids from, don't tell anybody, but they were 14 all the way down to like 3.
So you snuck a 14-year-old back there?
I snuck a 14-year-old back there, but he wasn't super tall.
But that's the kid that's the hockey player, right?
Yeah, and he actually
So that's kind of cool. Right. He'd probably like it. He'd want to get back there to see what it looked like.
He did, right. And so they all got to go back there. They gave them a poster with all of the players' faces and numbers on it. And basically, they take 15 kids back. They let all the players get to sign the poster. And then, like, my son actually took the plastic hockey stick that, you know, he bought there, and they signed that for him.
That's really cool.
So, but the best story is, like, volleyball girl, you know, my daughter, she is me at 12 years old. She goes in there.
So she's smoking cigarettes and drinking.
You know her. She's smoking cigarettes and drinking back there, but she says...
So she's not as hardcore as you were at 12 years old.
Well, not at 12. She's going to catch up to me soon, though. Don't you worry.
Like, right. She's a very sheltered child.
This is a proud mama moment because, like, up until now, you know, I've never seen this girl. Like, you know, she has her little fantasies about, like, One Direction or, you know, Big Time Rush. But, like, I've never seen it in person. You know what I mean? We've never seen these... Like, I don't know. I'm always worried about her because, you know, she's so not outgoing like me. So,
but she's very friendly. She's very nice.
She's friendly, but she's not outgoing. Like, she hides that side of herself from everybody. So, of course, they all go back there, and they get this poster, and she goes up to number 23, which happens to be, let's call it the family number, right?
Right.
My daughter, my son, your son, everybody has this number 23, right? At one point.
And 23 is great for a bunch of reasons.
Right.
Kurt Gibson. Michael Jordan. Right. It's just a great number for anything.
Right. When she became a volleyball girl, she's like, Mom, what number do I get? I'm like, well, what number? What other number is there? 23. I was number 23. Colton's number 23.
Right. Jay was number 24 this year in basketball because there wasn't a 23.
And that killed me.
Right. That was a huge disappointment.
Right.
He was bummed out, too.
Right.
So hopefully next year will be a new thing. To 23. And his travel basketball team, I'm sure he'll be 23 again.
So, of course, volleyball girl goes back there and she sees number 23, and, you know, she's a little shy. You do know she's shy.
She can be shy. She's never shy around me.
No, she likes you, though, but she's shy. So she says to the little number 23, oh, I love your number. And he's like, oh, thanks. And then the boy next to him, which I don't know who that is, he's like, yeah, he's like, isn't he cute, too? And then, of course, she's like, ha, 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 he's so cute. And then he's like, oh, thanks.
And can you imagine what a 17, 19-year-old hockey locker room is like? Because, you know, hockey players are the worst. I assume everyone's chewing. People probably snuck beers in.
No!
Yes, hockey players are the worst.
Boys. They're boys.
Right.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure know how to have a good time.
They probably know how to have a good time.
They're hockey players.
Honey, they are not those kind of hockey players. They're little boys. They're boys.
And this is the Plymouth Whalers. I don't know if we explained this. It's kind of a semi-pro team. They're not like a minor league team for anyone. They're not like the Grand Rapids Griffins for the Wings or anything like that. But
if you didn't get drafted by a school...
Right.
Or I don't
if you're not
going to
get a scholarship.
But, right. Okay. So if you don't get a scholarship...
It's a good place to go and get exposure and maybe get drafted... And
a lot
of these guys do get picked up, and they get on teams.
Right.
It happens.
So, as she's talking to the cute number 23, the boy says, did he tell you that he got drafted by the NHL? Which, I don't even know if that happened. I don't know if that's a lie. But
it probably did. The NHL draft goes deep, kind of like baseball.
Okay.
Where it goes, like, 25 rounds. Like, in baseball, you get all sorts of weird drafts, and NHL's kind of like that. Like, the Tigers drafted Mario Mpemba's son. And he's never going to play baseball, but it's kind of like a courtesy draft, so you never know.
What would have happened is my question. Like, are they, like, teasing her because, you know, she had
no
idea.
Maybe he did get drafted. We could look it up.
But
it's a cool story.
So then she was like, oh, that's awesome. And, of course, he was like, oh, well, thanks. And she's like, oh, you know, she's all giggly. And this is what cracks me about her because she doesn't get all this giggly for anybody. And she comes out and she's like, Mom, it was so awesome. And
so
I'm
she's
like,
starting to get into the boys.
She is now going to get into the boys, which
And how old is she? She's 12?
She's 12. And what cracked me up, though, is it said, absolutely no parents. And I'm like, really? Because, you know,
that's kind of a weird...
I would think
one parent would go in.
No, no parents. And I said, I kind of think I know why. Because
well,
you know
you
me.
Would have been all over those
oh,
boys.
Oh, my goodness. If I could be attacking some 17 to 19-year-old boys right now...
Right, with their hockey hair.
Oh!
I love the hockey hair.
Do you know what I'd be doing to those little boys? I don't even...
Right, maybe
we should
talk
about
it.
We can't even talk about it in the podcast because you know me. You know I love those boys.
All right, so that wraps up 23's birthday party.
He had a great birthday party, right? Okay. And what did you do this week?
Well, I didn't really do too much. Went to work, and I played racquetball. I only played racquetball on Monday and Wednesday. My racquetball partner was busy on Friday night, so I didn't get to play.
Really? Because he had, like, a hot date.
He had a hot date. I'm not sure how that ended up. Maybe it went different. I'll find out tomorrow.
I'm sure it didn't happen. I'm sure it was horrible. He's really gross.
We've been playing a lot of racquetball.
You play a lot of racquetball.
It's a lot of fun. I love playing. And it's good exercise. It's the most exercise I get all week.
Right.
I wear my little Wii U Fit meter. It tracks all my steps. And I burn like 900 calories playing racquetball.
You do not.
You should see how I run. You should watch us play one day.
I swear to you. I'm really becoming pretty
good at racquetball.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
You're going to say you're pretty good compared to what?
I would say I'm a B player.
Who are you going to compare this to? Well, is there like professional racquetball players?
Well, yeah. There are,
really?
Yeah.
Do you know any?
I don't know any of my name, but I've watched stuff on YouTube.
No one does.
And
are we in the 1970s? I don't think we're in the 1970s.
Well, there's this league that goes on Wednesday nights at our gym.
Oh, really? Yeah. What gym are you going to?
At the LA Fitness.
Oh, nice.
And these guys are pretty good. We watch them play. They play a lot of cutthroat, which is three players.
You mean it's cutthroat?
We don't like that game. We don't even know how to play it. Because one guy just stands in the back, and you stand there, and it's not always your turn to hit.
Would that be my job? Would that be what I would do?
I don't understand that game.
Could I do it?
But some of those guys are pretty good. I've watched them. There's this one kid. He's really good. He's got a sick serve. I wouldn't even be able to play against him.
You know, it's like I'm controlling myself.
Say he's an A player. I might be a B player. I would say I'm a B player. Okay. I've got a great shot from deep. I can move the ball.
Really?
I can slice it.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't even have new strings in my racket yet.
What's a slice?
Where you slice your racket. Cut it, put some spin on it.
Oh my gosh, it was like a specialty.
Yeah, it's a really good shot.
You crack me up.
I love playing racquetball.
You do know racquetball was popular in like 1970.
It's popular again now.
Who?
You have to reserve your court to get court time.
Okay.
Tomorrow, my buddy Neil is off of work, so I have to go to Allen Park tomorrow. So I got to drive like an extra 30 miles.
You're actually doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I want to play, so we're playing like another 50 miles from work tomorrow.
Do you win?
I've been winning lately. I lost the last time we played. He was on fire. He was playing like a madman. I think it's because his girlfriend left him and he hasn't been having sex.
Right? Oh my!
He's got extra powers.
Why are we talking about this?
That's what he said.
I feel it's like it's not our place to talk about
him.
Well, oh my!
That's what happened.
Oh my goodness!
Yep. He'll know about that. Oh. I'll make him listen to this.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
But that's really all I've done in the last week.
Right.
I made some stuffed green peppers for dinner tonight.
But your son went on a date, right? Saw the Lego movie.
He did see the Lego movie, and he said it was awesome.
Can't be.
That's all I've heard about it, though.
It can't be.
His reviews aren't super long. It's at 95% or something on Rotten Tomatoes. It's
I think they're morons.
I think it looks good. I want to see it.
I will see it.
Number one in the box office again this week.
Telling you right now, it ain't going to be good.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be stupid.
But that's enough about what we did this week. I didn't do anything.
All right.
So let's get into some gaming news.
Oh, boy.
So there are some new releases coming out this week. On Tuesday, Rayman Legends comes out for the Xbox One and the PS4. That's already been out on some consoles. I know it's out on the Wii U. I have it. I haven't even played it.
Really?
Got a good deal around Christmas.
It's been out that long then. Okay.
Yeah, but they're redoing it. They'll probably have the best graphics for the PS4.
I do like Rayman games. Like, they're cute.
Right.
It's a good platformer.
Right.
Family friendly.
It's like Mario, but, you know, the only good platformers really right now are Mario and Rayman, probably. Right. I can't think of any others off the top of my head.
Donkey Kong games are family friendly.
Or Donkey Kong. Yeah, good call. That also comes out this week. Donkey Kong Country comes out on Friday for the Wii U. Brand new game.
It's brand new. It's not brand like new. The one that you got for Christmas.
It's like that one. Mm-hmm. Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D for the 3DS that you got me for Christmas. It's along the same lines. You go along, you have Diddy Kong, and you... It's hard.
I love it.
The Donkey Kong games are hard.
What's Donkey Kong? Is that 1980s, 1990s?
Yeah, it's an 80s arcade game.
It's like an
arcade
original
game.
80s game, right? All right, because I remember
But this is nothing
it.
Like it. It's just the Donkey Kong character.
Oh, but still, you know I love stuff like that.
It's great. You're right. It's family friendly.
I can relate.
It's challenging. It's not easy. It's, you know, I guess what I would call Japanese-y. I don't know. Is that racist?
Wow.
I don't think you can say
but
that.
It's, but, like, you know. What do you mean by that? Like anime?
No, it's not anime-y.
Okay, it's more that's what I think about.
Where it's difficult. A lot of Americanized games, they make them easier, so everyone
like
can beat
me
it. Everyone's
it.
Happy.
People like me can
where play. Where a Donkey Kong Country game is kind of hard. You have to do levels over and over again until you can beat them.
But what? How do you beat a level?
You just get to the end of the level. In Duckman Country, it's a side scroller, and you just go across, and you make the jumps, and you don't get hit by the bad guys, and you make it.
Okay.
You smash some barrels, you get Diddy Kong.
It's fun. So there's still barrels.
There's still barrels.
All right.
Yeah, it's fun. Also coming out this week is NASCAR 14 for the Xbox 360 and PS3.
Which, is that called the game? Is that different?
What are you talking about?
Well, Colton wanted the game, NASCAR the game.
Oh, maybe that's the full title?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never played a NASCAR game. I don't.
He has not either, right. But for some reason, that was one of the games he asked for. He didn't get.
Right. I always think I want racing games, but I suck at them, so I don't even really like playing them.
Do you need a different controller? Like, you know, like you had the wheel on the...
Like for Mario Kart?
Yeah.
But that is something you would use wheel.
I don't know.
There's no wheel for the Wii U or anything yet.
Nothing? Okay.
No. Not for any of the consoles. I mean, for PS3 and Xbox 360, there'd be wheels, but...
And you know, for his birthday, I got that the Nerf thing, and we already talked about it. But like, you know, and the thing... He wasn't super excited, but I told my sister he would be because I'm excited he got it. Because,
right. You know, yeah, it's a good thing for him to have it. It's a good... It's a case.
So that will... But that's not for Wii U. That's only for Xbox...
The NASCAR game, yeah. PS3. Xbox 360 and PS3.
Okay.
Also coming out is Earth Defense 2025 for Xbox 360 and PS3.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I have no idea what that game is.
Really?
I'm sure if you're a fan, you'll know what it is, but I never played an Earth Defense game, so I don't really have anything to say about that. Okay. Also coming out is Lego Marvel Super Heroes for the 3DS. Oh, or maybe it's just for the DS? My notes just say DS, so if that's just a regular DS game... Nobody's going to care about it
that's
or want to play
it. Stupid, right.
Right.
But, like, it came out for every other thing. Because we had it for Christmas, right? Because I got him that one.
That's true. Is it called Lego Marvel Super Heroes? Or is it just called Lego Marvel?
I don't know.
I feel like this might be a different game.
It's more your thing. And you
nobody
know
cares
stupid.
About that.
You know I'm stupid when it comes to games.
So those are all the games that are coming out this week. Rayman Legends, NASCAR 14, Earth Defense 2025, Donkey Kong Country, and Lego Marvel Super Heroes. The only game I really want is Donkey Kong Country, and I'll probably pick that up on Friday. I noticed that Best Buy is selling
something good?
Nintendo Game Point cards again. So you can buy like a $20 card for $16. So I'll probably buy some of those. It's like getting 20% off.
Do I have to do this?
You get points. I mean, it's like buying, you know, gift cards. Like when I buy the PlayStation cards, it's like getting free money, the way I look at it. So you buy a $20 gift card for $16, you put it on your Wii U, and then you can buy games for cheaper.
Oh, if I download them or something.
Right, if you download them.
But, you know, I would never do that, so right. That's not even my thing. But, like, this week you played. Like, you got a new Xbox.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get down to that part of the outline here.
Sorry.
So now we're going to get on to a little bit of movie news. We're going to skip around here a little bit. So we're going to talk about what's new in the theaters after we just talked about what the new releases for games are. New in theaters on Friday is the new Kevin Costner movie, 3 Days to Kill.
Yeah.
This is the one where they couldn't get Liam Neeson because he was doing that other movie.
Right.
But it looks like a Liam Neeson movie where Kevin Costner is an old CIA agent.
Oh, but you
know. It looks great. I'll probably see it because I've kind of missed Kevin Costner.
And
I didn't know
like,
I missed him.
It's like the best one out of all the movies coming out. But
right.
We talked about where has Kevin Costner been?
Right. What did we just see him in? Did we just see him in
Jack Ryan.
Oh, the Jack Ryan movie. And he was great.
And he was awesome.
Right. He was Kevin Costner.
And
so he must have been spending time with his family or something. I don't know what he's been
doing.
Yeah.
You know, he married that young lady and then they had all those babies.
Did he have more kids again?
I think they had some kids.
It was a bad move.
But like really, like we have not seen him like in a long time. So
right.
It's great to see him back.
Right.
I love him.
I like him too.
I think he's like the cutest little
man. So, yeah, he's got a few movies this year then. He's got the Jack Ryan movie.
Yep.
He's got this 3 Days to Kill. And
right.
Then he got that football movie coming out.
I
think it's called Draft Day. Looks great.
I know!
Totally going to see that.
Cannot wait for that.
It's going to be
great. Cannot wait.
So we got 3 Days to Kill. The next movie is Pompeii. That's the movie with Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Don't know his real name, but if you watch Game of Thrones, you'll know him as Jon Snow.
You need to
Looks
know.
Like he's the star. It's some movie about Pompeii,
Snow.
I guess.
It's Jon Snow. It's Jon Snow.
Is Jon Snow the one you like in Game of Thrones?
My favorite.
Really?
My favorite. He's my favorite.
He seems kind of gross.
Oh, gosh, no.
Really?
He's so not gross. He's so
I like
not
him as a
gross.
Character. He's fine, but he's not my favorite character on the show or anything.
I know, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Jon Snow, and it's going to be great. I don't even know what Pompeii's about. We saw a trailer, but I
still don't know what it's about.
But you know what? With the movies coming out this week, if we're going to have to pick two, I'm going to see that Kevin Costner one.
Right. Is that where we're going to go see this week?
That will be this week.
I kind of want to see the Lego movie.
Well, we can see that.
Maybe
too.
We can see both, but
we can probably
maybe see Lego Movie on Tuesday.
Yeah,
and then we'll see the Costner movie on the
weekend.
You're
more excited about that Lego movie than I am because I feel I'm going to be disappointed.
Right.
To be honest with you,
I think you need to bust open 23's game because I think there's some movie tickets in there.
Oh, serious?
Right. I think there's some discount tickets.
Oh,
in there.
Okay. I'll bust them open.
We might have to
I don't
steal
know if
them.
He has.
Right.
Right.
Other movies this week, I don't know anything about these movies. There's Barefoot, Elaine Stritch, Shoot Me.
That's actually the whole name of the movie?
Yeah, that's the whole name of that movie.
Wow.
In Secret, Omar, and The Wind Rises. Don't know anything about those.
I don't really think I'm going to be seeing those.
Right, it wasn't even enough to research.
But we saw a preview for Prisoners, right? Or what was it called?
No,
Enemy.
Enemy.
From the
right.
makers of Prisoners.
That it's Jake Gyllenhaal. And it seems to be on DirecTV right now. I could rent it for $13.
Which I
might
make you do.
Maybe we'll watch it tonight.
Maybe.
But it's about Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's a regular guy, and then he sees an actor on a movie that looks just like him, and a story ensues.
It looks like he's going to take over his life or something.
Right.
Or
it looks
at
like
least
he bangs
his
wife. Right.
Love it!
Right. Looks like it could be a good movie.
I don't know. It's like a little
Little
weird filming. It's not like a color movie. It looked like a, it looked like it was done in three colors.
Right, and it was looks like an artsy green.
Black, white,
movie.
And beige.
Right, beige. Maybe gray.
No, it was beige. It's a beige movie.
And then if we talk about what's new on DVD and Blu-ray, really nothing here either. These three movies I never even heard of, Afternoon Delight, Battle of the Damned, and On the Job.
There was a song called Afternoon Delight.
There was a song.
That's a great song.
I only know about it from Arrested Development. There's a whole episode about Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight.
It's hilarious.
I think we should sing it.
No, we're not going to sing it. So, now let's talk about what games we've been playing. And the big game I've been playing this week is the Titanfall beta. I got my beta code on Saturday, and I didn't even own an Xbox One. So, I ran out and bought one. So, now...
Bought it.
I have an Xbox One. And I put a few hours into the Titanfall beta, and I love it. It's an awesome shooter. It's the only game I want to play now. I don't want to play Battlefield. I don't want to play Call of Duty. I just want to play Titanfall
it's
beta.
It's a cross between, though.
It's a cross between Call of Duty and Halo, in my opinion. And it's done by some of the same developers that did Call of Duty. But the feel is more like Halo. You're running around. You can jump. You have a jetpack. You can do double jumps. And you can climb up buildings. You can run along walls.
Right.
You can stab a wall, hang there,
Why
and shoot
I
people.
Why would I stab a wall? Oh, to hang.
Yeah, you can hang there. So if someone's chasing you and you know someone's behind you, you can run up a wall, stab the wall.
Stab the wall.
Hang there. Turn around and shoot him.
Holy crap.
It's really cool.
Wow.
And that comes out next month, and I can't wait to play it more.
So right now, you can play a beta.
Right now, anyone with an Xbox One can play it. Before,
Anybody.
You had to sign up and get the beta code.
Right, so you were so excited because you got a beta code,
right.
But then the next day, everybody could play it.
I thought
so.
I was special, but then...
Then you were special for 5 minutes.
Major Nelson tweeted last night that anyone could get on.
Okay.
And I looked this morning, I even tweeted out this morning, that it's just under the game demo section.
Aww.
And if you have it, you should check it out
I'm
because it's amazing.
I'm almost embarrassed to know you now. Like, you
I don't
so
care.
Excited
I'm
for
still
like
excited.
20 minutes.
I'm still having fun playing it.
It made you go buy an Xbox One, which I don't know if any other people are going to do that, but you know what? I'm almost happy that you did because you've been an Xbox guy since I've known you.
Well, I've had every console ever.
This whole being a PS whatever, you know, I don't even know. Are we on three? Run three, four? You know, this whole thing that you're a PS4
guy. Well, I've had every PlayStation.
Exactly.
I was a big PlayStation 2 guy.
But I know you as an Xbox guy.
Right. I was a big Xbox guy the last 7 years.
You talked me into an Xbox for the kid. So the fact that you didn't buy the Xbox One, I almost didn't even know if I wanted to know you anymore.
I had one pre-ordered, but I had decided in my head that I was going to go simplify my gaming life and just have a couple consoles, but now I have them all again.
And who are you? Who are you, G-Talk? I don't even know you anymore.
That was
stupid. But now I know you because you're back to owning everything. It's the way that I know you.
Right,
because
we had this conversation. I was worried my Xbox Live was going to expire. I don't even own an Xbox right now. I traded my 360 last year to get some cash.
Some gift cards.
At Best Buy, they had a deal. And my Xbox was old. It was one of the originals. It was loud as hell. It was horrible.
With that built-in fan.
Right. It was a nightmare.
I loved it.
Your son's got the good one.
It's
quiet.
I never know. I've never even looked at it.
Right.
Got hooked up. Yeah. Never seen to be.
He's
never
got the
seen
good
it
one.
Again.
I never upgrade my consoles once they... I always buy the launch console, and I try to ride it out forever. I never upgraded to the slim models. But I did upgrade to the slim PS3, because I traded in so much stuff last year. I had so much in gift cards that I picked up that PS3 on the Black Friday deal last year.
And I'm really proud of you for doing this. Because it had to have killed you to go to Best Buy with your Best Buy card.
Oh, my gosh.
With your gift cards and your cash and whatever else you had.
Well, let me tell the story. So I went to Best Buy. I would have bought it from Costco because they had it for $480.
Right.
And you get better protection from Costco.
Well, right. You can always return it. But it was only $20 off.
But $20 is $20.
I agree on a deal. But
so I had three Best Buy gift cards. A couple of them were only like $15, $20. And then one of them was $100 and something.
So there's your big boy right there.
Right. So I had $150 in gift cards, say. All
right.
I think that's ballpark right. And then I had $100 in cash from Christmas for my parents still.
Because you're like a 36-year-old spoiled kid. All
right. Right. I still had it in a card in the box in my bedroom. All right. So I finally busted that out. And a $50 debit card for my brother.
I'm so embarrassed.
So I went to Best Buy. I gave him the three gift cards.
Yes.
I gave him the debit card. The $50 debit card. The $100 in cash.
And then
I paid the rest just on my regular debit card.
So you paid out.
I did a tricky transaction. It only cost me $180.
So you feel like you got everything else free. But $180, which I agree.
Had to spend $180, got an Xbox One.
And you've been dying for it. You really have.
Well, actually, every game that I wanted to play has been on the PS4. And better graphics, except Titanfall.
And that sucks
Titanfall
you in.
Titanfall is the system seller for the Xbox One.
It's only coming out
on the Xbox One and PC, of course. But
and it's one of those...
It's actually coming out for the 360, too. But
oh, it will? Okay.
Yeah, but it's done by a different developer. It's not going to be as good. I don't ever want to play the old version
I saw you play the game. It's another shoot 'em up game, very similar to Call of Duty and those type of games, which I suck at.
You run around, you jump... You have a double jump with the jetpack, and then you get into these awesome mechs,
which reminds me of basically Transformers.
Right.
You become a Transformer.
Kind of.
Right? Or you the get other into movie. One. What's the other movie with my boyfriend
Pacific
in?
Rim.
Yes. It's basically you jump into
a
robot body, right?
Right.
And you start shooting stuff up, which is
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Right. The sound is great. The graphics are great.
It looked pretty
cool,
though.
This garbage can under the table here. Let me move this.
It looked pretty cool, though. I'm not good at those games.
Right, but this game, I think you could play.
No, because I think it's Jenny. This is a Jenny game. It's a two-hand game.
Is a little different. You could get this one with practice because you go through this training mode, and there's this gun. I think it's called the Smart Pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is get your tags on a guy, and it kind of shoots them for you. It's easier. It's easy aiming. I think you could do it.
Do I have to adjust up and down?
Yes.
Do I have to adjust left and right?
Yes.
Do I have to hit more than one
button?
I think
you can do it with practice.
You know I can't. Let's not even go there. I'm not going to be good at this game, so I'm not even going to try this game.
But it's so much fun. I love it.
Okay. This is going to be another $60 game when it comes out.
Oh, of course. I'm going to pre-order it right now.
But you're already sucked in, right? This this 2 minutes that you got this beta live, you're ready to go and you're in, right?
I'm in full.
I will tell you this. The graphics, this is... Everybody needs to know.
I don't know if the graphics are mind-blowing to me.
No, but everybody needs to know I'm just pretend like I'm a 12-year-old kid because that's my mentality, right? We should probably say I'm like a 9-year-old because I don't even know if I'm at 12-year-old.
We're talking like the last graphics you really saw were on the NES. The original NES.
Maybe. But let's just say I can't tie my shoes and chew gum at the same time. So I'm just saying, if you want me to have to be able to control the left hand and the right hand at the same time, it's not happening.
Well, we still haven't played the Lego Marvel game together yet. We're still going to do that. We're going to play it.
I'm going to be... You're the advanced player. I'm the not advanced player. You know I'm all about, family-friendly games. So, is this a family-friendly game?
No.
Okay, why?
There's even swearing.
Okay.
I even heard people...
There was no blood.
There is no blood. Maybe, for your son, for a 9-year-old.
He's just weaned.
Well, if he's playing Halo, he could play this.
But you are the one that told me he could play Halo, and then I hear it might not be all that great.
Just shooting aliens.
It's a PG-13 game.
Right.
Okay. So he's not 13, but if I turn the headphones off and he doesn't hear things, he can play this game without blood and guts.
You can't play on Xbox Live because everyone's going to be saying...
Well, I won't let him do that. You know I won't let him do that.
You know, everyone at Xbox Live says the N-word to everybody, and they say...
Do they say balls?
I don't know. Balls would be the best thing they would say.
Do they say balls?
Balls would be the most appropriate thing anyone
would say. If people
say
balls, he's not playing it.
There's a lot of the N-word and the F-word.
You know his favorite word right now?
What is it?
I don't even want to talk
about it. Is it balls?
No, it's like a bad word.
What is it? I want to hear it.
No. Come on. We're not talking about it. No. They don't. I don't want to talk about it on this. No.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear this. Stay tuned next week. Maybe we'll hear the word.
I might reveal it, but I probably won't. It's a bad word.
So I finally got an Xbox One. It's awesome. Love the Titanfall beta. If you
do
have
I
an
get
Xbox
to watch
One.
Like any movies on this thing?
Yeah, we can watch movies. I watched the
Justice League movie on there.
What
movies? What kind of movies? Are any we on Netflix? Oh, any movie I want.
It's got Netflix. It's got the Amazon Prime. It's got everything.
But I'm saying, okay, so it's on a Blu-ray player.
It is a Blu-ray player.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
That's why I watched that movie last night.
So I can justify this $500 expense. That it's a Blu-ray player.
Right. I now have...
Because you know I don't like expenses.
Do you know how many Blu-ray players I own now?
Three.
Four.
Four? What the?
I have a standalone Blu-ray player. It's not hooked up anymore.
Because I've never seen one.
I used to have it. Remember?
Where?
It was in the middle. It was where the PS4 is now.
Okay, I never saw it.
So the PS4 is a Blu-ray player, the PS3 is a Blu-ray player, and the Xbox One is a Blu-ray player.
Do I have a 3?
You have a PS2.
It plays Blu-rays,
no,
right?
No, it plays DVDs.
What's my Blu-ray? I have a Blu-ray player.
You have an actual Blu-ray player.
Wow. Wow.
But, you know, we don't even watch that many Blu-rays anymore. I'd rather rent it from Apple TV and not have to return something at Redbox. But we
try to do
it.
I really shouldn't be on a gaming podcast when...
Right, let's get back to some more games.
All
right. So also on the Xbox One, I did try the Dead Rising demo. It's fun. I
Dead
might
Rising
pick that up
3,
or I'll
though.
Rent it. Dead 3. Rising 3, right. That's an Xbox exclusive as well. And you basically run around killing zombies. There's all sorts of zombies. It's kind of like The Walking Dead. This one isn't a scary zombie one.
Okay.
So I think I could play this one. You're just running out into a herd
of
zombies. It's not dark. You make weapons. So I started off, you make a weapon where you take a circular saw and you hook it up to a sledgehammer. So you have sledgehammer on one side, saw on the other side, and you're just slicing zombies. It's really kind of cool.
PG-13?
PG-13. A kid could play that one. I don't think it
really?
Would be. Yeah.
I would let my kid play it?
They're just zombies.
I would let my kid play it.
No. You okay. probably wouldn't. And I also tried the Killer Instinct game. That's free to play.
Free?
It's free, but then
as
I think you buy characters. It's kind of like the same scam they run on a lot of iOS
Xbox
games.
Xbox One or just Xbox?
That's an Xbox One.
Oh.
It's free to try, kind of, and you get one character. And if you want to get more characters, I think you got to buy them. It's a fighting game. I suck at fighting games, so I'll probably never play it again.
Do you rock at any games?
I'm good at sports games. I'm good at NBA 2K.
Well, when you play against me.
And I'm pretty good at Madden.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. So
I did play some PS4 this week as well. I also played some NBA 2K14, of course. Play that almost every day.
Did you play My Career?
I played My Career. That's all I play.
I love you.
I love
you know
my
love
career.
You.
It's so much fun. I can't wait.
You can be good at it, right?
I am awesome.
I love that you do it because you're good at it.
My guy's averaging like 30 points a game now. He is
oh my god, 30 points
shit.
A game?
Yeah.
He's pretty much awesome.
And I played some more Assassin's Creed. I'm spending too much time running around trying to collect all the chests again.
But is it like a game you beat, or is this a game that just plays on?
No, no,
and
you
on?
Can beat that. I'm not playing it online or anything. It has an online mode, but I haven't played it.
Okay, you haven't played online.
I haven't even played online.
Like, what would be the advantage to playing online? Is there anything like that would be different?
I played one of the Assassin's Creeds online. It was boring. You just run around and you try to hide.
Is it the same, though? Like, is it a different game online than
this
it is?
This one might be different. I don't even know.
Because it's like that Titanfall game. I know it's online. Like, the beta is online. Like, there's no...
Actually, the Titanfall game is online only.
Oh,
there's no single
that's
player
where
game.
I wouldn't want to do it. Okay, thank you. Because, like, me, the woman that might buy it for her kid, because
right.
it's not
that
blood.
One's online only.
Okay, he will never be an online gamer only. So, like, you can't just play
no,
on your own.
There's no single player. It's
okay.
There aren't too many games that do that, and it's usually not successful, but
wow.
I think this one will be
wow.
successful because it's so much fun.
The graphics were great. I want to go back to that game just for a second because it really was exciting to watch you for the, you know, you played a couple games so I could watch.
Right,
you asked me
matches.
To play. I cannot do it because, you know, I'm not coordinated
right.
that way.
You'd have to go through the tutorial.
I do love there was no blood. I do love that it was like, you know, it was Call of Duty slash, like you said, Halo. It's,
right.
it's really
it's like, a
like
mix
one
of
those
two.
Games.
That's kind of what the controls feel like.
I like how you could, like, even when you were looking up, you were shooting up at something. And
right.
But everything, I didn't get, like seasickness from it.
Right.
Like, on the Call of Duty, like, I really, you see, you know when I
right.
play, I'm like, I get
sometimes.
Nauseous from it. So, but this game was a little bit different. And the graphics were great. I can't really wait to see the full game. I'm sure
right.
it's going to be different,
right?
Right,
because this is only a couple maps. Maybe
right.
the graphics will be slightly improved.
Right.
You'll get a bunch more maps.
Right.
More weapons, probably.
I'm excited about it. I will try to play it. Like, you
right.
can
you can only get to level 14.
Can two people play, though? Like, will
there's
we be
no
able to play together?
There's no co-op split screen right now. Maybe they'll add it before the real game comes out.
When the game comes, we might be able to play together.
I'm not
because
sure.
You know that's what I love about Call of Duty.
Right, when you can do the split screen. And
we can play together because it makes me look better. You know, like when I play, I think I'm killing people, but it's me being killed.
Right, you're looking at the wrong screen.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
It's making you happy.
All right, so...
But that's pretty much all the games I played except some iOS games.
Mm-hmm.
And our game of the week this week is Threes.
Oh!
Do we have to yell it because there's an exclamation point at the end of the name
Let's
of the
do
game?
It. Threes!
Threes is an awesome game. I think it's pretty new. I
don't know.
I only heard about it recently, and we downloaded it. We actually paid $2 for this game.
$2! Oh!
And it's worth every penny. It's the greatest puzzle game. It's so much fun.
If you like playing a alone game.
Right.
It's an alone
game. Right, it's
game.
Great. You're not
you
playing turns
play.
With anybody. You're just playing with yourself.
You can challenge people, which... I haven't successfully challenged anyone because I suck at it. You can send a challenge.
Oh, you can?
You can.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
You can send a challenge from, like, I challenge you to beat me at the number of,
Is it just in Game Center?
It is. It's a Game
I
Center.
I don't have enough friends in Game Center. I need
to
make friends with Jenny.
You got me. I'm friends with Jenny, but,
I
like...
I only have you and Campion. We need to get Campion to get that
right.
game.
Right. I think I told him to get it, but I don't know yet. But Jenny challenged me. I don't know how we did during the challenge.
Right. I figured Jenny would be good at this. Jenny is our puzzle solver.
But of course, you got it. I got it. We played it. Then I said, Jenny, get this game, which was her first game that she actually paid for.
Right. So she's had an iPhone
never paid for a game. She bought this game on my recommendation.
So she's never paid for a game on her Kindle?
No.
Nothing. She's never paid for a game.
Because, you
so
know,
she splurged
like
the $2.
Me. She's like me. If it's free, I'm playing it. I'll suffer through those. Like, but there are no, like,
there's no ad-free version.
Right, there's
ad
not
version
an ad version, so you
but
have to
$2.
Pay for it.
$2.
Listen, you might be rich, but there's other people that, like, aren't rich like me. I can't afford a $2 game every week.
I just feel for $2, you really can't afford a $2 game every week.
Well, the thing is, we, like, you got it, I got it.
I've gotten way more than $2 of enjoyment out of it.
Me too.
Pick the game up.
Me too.
If you haven't played it yet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the G-Tuck on there. If you want to add me on Game Center, if you want to play against me. I'll try. I'm not that good at it.
Girly girl, GURLEEGIRRL.
I'm terrible at the game, but I'm better than Girly Girl.
You know what? Because I haven't played it.
I've been playing it nonstop. I played it every day.
I was winning. I was beating you for so long. Then you beat me. And then Jenny beat your ass.
Well,
guess
my
what?
High score is only in the 7,000s.
Right.
But I saw someone on my Twitter feed tweeted they scored 65,000.
But if you looked at the leaderboards, they're at 99 million.
Those have to be cheating.
99 million? Are you kidding me? I can get into the 3,000. I can't even get over 3,000. And I'm smarter than all of you bitches. I'm smarter than all of you. You know this.
I don't know about that.
Oh my gosh. I know this.
I'm pretty smart.
No, you might be book smart. I am so smarter in every other way. Every other way.
Really?
Really?
So smarter.
No,
so
smarter
is
not even a word.
That's what you said.
No, I'm smarter. Don't even say this. You know, I got you on. I'm gonna take you over this week.
Okay. All right, bring it on.
I had a busy life this week.
Bring it on.
I didn't even have time to play. I had to work this week. All my good time.
I played at work.
Exactly, you did. I had work this week. And then I wasn't even at work this week. I had a lot of time off this week. Let's get
Whenever I'm waiting for something to load at work, boom.
You know
Game
what?
Of threes.
When did you get your high score? At home. And then when did Jenny
That's
beat
true.
You? At home. I love my Jenny. My Jenny, she like, she texted
me. She
is
the puzzle chick. She's
I told
good.
You. Like, the funny thing is, she's like, how much is this game? I'm like, it's like $2. She's like, I have never paid for a game. Well, Jenny, it's time to pay. It is time to pay. This is the game to pay for.
And it's fun.
It is fun.
Will you explain the game a little bit? Do you
want
to talk about it?
Basically, you get cards and you get twos, ones, and threes.
Well, at the end,
at the beginning,
you start getting bigger.
At the beginning,
numbers,
though, right. At the beginning, you get twos.
It's
ones,
all about
threes.
Multiples of threes.
You try to make threes. So you get twos and ones, you make threes, and threes and threes you put together, and sixes and sixes, and twelves and twelves, and then you go on from that. But you get yourself in a corner where if you don't get the ones and the twos or your sixes and sixes together, then you just fall apart. And the thing is, for about 3 or 4 days when I got it, I wasn't paying attention to the next card. And that's the thing. You need to pay attention to the next
card. And if you see our review on gamingandmovies.com, you'll see where Girly Girl points out where the next card is coming. And it is hard because you get excited. You want to match up your numbers and you're not paying attention. And you get yourself mashed up with a bunch of ones
and then
that are
a,
worthless.
And you'll get a 96 in the right, the upper like left corner. And then you'll get a 96 in like the lower left.
Right.
And you got to really
My strategy has been to try to keep everything in the lower left-hand corner. Every time. Don't ever push up. I only push down, right, left.
Well,
don't push up. That's my strategy.
I don't know if you'll ever
I don't know if it's
awesome.
A great strategy.
I don't know. I don't know.
But it's all I have at this
what?
Point.
That's not my strategy. And But then again, I'm not beating
right.
you at this point.
Right.
And I'm so pissed.
You like, got half the score as me,
oh,
so.
No! No!
So good luck.
Oh my God. Really?
You're half as good as me.
I am so better than you. I'm just letting you have this for right now.
Thank you.
Don't even. I swear. Ah.
All right. So that's it with threes. Check it out. It's awesome.
Right. We're still playing Quiz Cross, and I got your ass
Quiz
beat.
Cross. I've been beating you this
no,
week.
No, you. Really?
Yeah, where are the stats? Pull it up on your
phone. I don't
phone.
Know, because.
Oh, you didn't pay for the stats.
No, I
That's
don't pay
one,
for it.
Right, I paid the money to unlock the stats, because I'm a
I
stats.
I hate paying money.
I'm a stats nerd, and I like it. But I feel like I've been winning this week.
No.
So
no.
Quiz Cross is fun. It's a trivia game. You try to make a tic-tac-toe type thing with it.
And again,
it's
I just
want
to say, no duplicates. We've
right,
been playing
I
this
haven't
game.
Had. Right, I've played.
I have got hundreds of games
right.
under my belt, probably,
and
not
one
duplicate
question.
And you can also submit questions.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
You I know can. You can review the questions after you get one. Sometimes I'll say that was a good question, bad question. That one's free to play. You can pay a couple bucks to unlock the ads.
You have paid. I will
right.
not pay.
I paid. I like
you know
to support these people. So they keep making
I
the games.
I would too, but.
But you're also supporting with the ads.
Right.
It's fine too. And our new game that we're going to try to play this week, recommended by Jenny.
Jenny, who's my game girl. Let's just give her props.
Right. She
this
loves
girl
the iPhone
plays
games.
Many
and
games.
And she's another person that would probably not consider herself a gamer, but she's probably
she
the biggest gamer we know.
She is a gamer. And that girl, I love her. When I recommended threes to her, and she got it, and we played, and she beat me in 5 minutes, her game recommendation for this week was Papa Pear.
So Papa Pear is going to be the game this week. I don't know anything about it. Do you know anything about it?
I've played it. I
oh,
have
you've already?
I've, oh,
what?
Yeah.
You've
I'm on
tried it.
It. I am on it. I have downloaded the game. I think it's a free version. So, but honestly, I don't.
What do you do? Is that
honestly,
it right there?
Yeah, I brought it up for you. I don't think it's a. You don't have to have
oh.
like advertisements or anything.
Right, that looks a lot like Angry Birds right there, where you're
it's
just going
an Angry
through the
Bird
levels.
Type thing. You know, you can unlock stuff. Which I'm not sure.
Some of those probably cost money or
right.
something, right?
Right. But see, it's basically light up the bucket. See, so you have to like, you know.
Oh, so it's kind of like Peggle too, then, huh?
I don't know. I've never played.
You don't
Peggle.
Remember Peggle, where you try to get something to land in the buckets?
No.
And does it bounce off of things?
Get a double pin. See, it tells you all the you. It has instructions, but like, see when you like.
We'll do
you
it
can,
once. Let me
but look,
see what it looks
you
like.
You can move your.
Okay,
like,
so it's
thing
a lot
around.
Like Peggle. It's
right,
like Peggle.
Okay.
If you've ever played Peggle or Peggle 2. You'll
and like
know.
You just watch. Oh, look at it bounces.
Okay, so it's exactly like Peggle.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's Peggle?
Peggle is a game that's exactly like this.
On iOS or on
yeah.
another
it's
game
it's on iPhone,
system?
It's on Xbox.
Okay,
on
I've never played Peggle.
Actually, this looks like 100%
look.
Peggle ripoff.
Boom! Woo! I love
right.
that one. All right.
So we're playing Papa Pear. Looks like a Peggle ripoff. I'll probably be awesome at it.
Oh my God, really?
That's all I got to say
I've
about
I've been
that.
Playing this for a while. I don't... I played it for like 3 days now.
I'm sure I'll dominate.
I swear to God, I'll punch you. I'm not good at these games. These
all
are
right.
not my games.
So Papa Pear, that's what we'll be reviewing this
week.
This week for
we
iOS.
Will review it.
And I'll probably review the Titanfall beta. Give up a little write-up for that because I've really enjoyed it.
But you love it.
So let's move on to movies.
All right.
This podcast is called Gaming and Movies. And what did we see at the theater on Friday night?
RoboCop!
RoboCop. And it was pretty good.
It was great.
I won't say it was great.
Oh, my God.
I think I gave it a 7 out of 10. And all right. I would say
that's fair.
It's a C. It's a C
no,
movie.
No, actually, I think I liked it a little bit more than you.
Really?
I think I would give it a B.
I love RoboCop.
With a solid 8. I'm going with a solid 8.
Wow, that's a good review.
Well.
What's the best part about the movie?
Well, the graphics.
Right. Like, the CGI is great.
It was great.
When they bring him away and they show just what's left of him,
oh,
it's
right.
really gross.
Okay.
And hard to look at.
Things I didn't like. Okay, that actor, I don't really know him from anything else.
He was
else.
Fine.
No, but do you know him from... Did
no,
you
I've
know
never seen
him?
Him.
Right. Like, I'm sure he's been in other things that we haven't seen, and we're really movie people. So,
right.
like, you know,
yeah,
we've
I've
seen
never
a lot
him.
Of, like, stupid stuff.
I don't
but
know him.
In the beginning, he was talking so not white.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I don't want to say bad stuff.
Right.
Because
he sounded more black than Omar from...
Right?
Omar was the guy... Omar, right? His partner is Omar on that cop show.
I don't know.
What's that great cop show on HBO? I Made Your Parent...
The Wire.
The Wire. Omar from The Wire is his partner. So if you're familiar with The Wire, you know who Omar is. I don't know why I couldn't think of the name of the show.
But you saw how it started out.
I think he was trying to sound more robotic, but
like,
it made
him
sound
like in the beginning,
with an affect
like,
a little bit.
When he first started, when I looked at you and I'm like, oh my goodness. He sounded so hood.
Right.
And I'm like... What?
Well, I guess because it's set in the D.
No,
it's set in the D.
You
know gotta
what?
Hood it up.
We are from the D ourselves.
Gotta hood it up, son.
And I do not sound hoodie, and nobody in the D sounds hoodie like that.
Gotta
and
hood it up.
You're so ridiculous.
Well, right now we're what? We're guess, 5 miles from Detroit.
Right. But, you know, he is kind of cute, and oh my goodness, there's like this sweet little story in
right,
it.
Right, he's
like,
a good looking guy. And the chick's good looking, I guess. She looks like a young.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Thank you.
She's
you just
hot.
Hit that
bubble.
I couldn't even think of Charlize Theron's name.
She's so hot.
She looks
she's
like
so
Charlize
hot.
Theron.
I don't even know who that girl is, but she's so cute.
And it's
I
great to see
her.
Michael Keaton in a movie.
And he was
I
great.
Love Michael Keaton. Same with Kevin Costner.
Oh
haven't
my God.
Seen him for a
but
while.
But you know my boyfriend, Gary Oldham from Dracula, where I swear to God, Dracula is the movie where I base all like romantic everything off of that movie. Because
isn't that Gary Oldman?
Yes, that's what I said. He is... to die
he
for.
Looks old
but this
in this
isn't
movie.
Like, right, he ain't looking
I mean,
good.
He is old.
He's not, like, sexy in this movie.
Right, he looks a lot older than he did in the
but
most
you know
recent
what?
Batman movie, right?
He's so, I don't know, honey, he's so good. He's so good. He's so good in this movie. Like, it's a great movie. We've saw
it's
the,
good. Check it out.
Saw
we saw it
in
IMAX or Limax, whatever.
The original.
At the AMC.
And you know what?
It's set
it
in Detroit
like,
still.
Do you remember the original? Because like oh, yeah. I blocked a lot of it out.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Like, obviously I knew good stuff was going to happen at some point, but like, it was good.
Right.
It was
I kind of wish they show this in the trailer where if they end up painting him black. I wish he would have stayed the gray.
The gray.
But, you know, it's good. They kind of set it up. Maybe there'll be a sequel.
Okay. We did talk about after the movie that you didn't think there was enough of the part where he was actually hunting down the bad
guys. Right. There wasn't enough of him finding bad guys in...
But,
I wanted more of that. All right,
but I want to say, like, I've read other reviews on the movie, and it made me think about it, but when he starts out, like I told you, like, he talks so, like, hoodie, and you know, I don't
Did
like
Did they talk
hoodie.
About that in the reviews?
Well, no, like, they talked about the acting in the reviews, but, you know, he acts so hoodie in the beginning, and then when he actually becomes RoboCop, and he's like, so, RoboCop. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well, that's the point. He's a cyborg, robot-type person.
But then he starts battling it, and it starts happening, and he, like,
right.
he fights it, and he becomes...
He does a good job there.
And right, but that's what I'm saying. He acts... Whoever this guy is, which I'm not sure who he is, he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, he was good.
Where he was, like, so robot-y, and he was so BL in the beginning, and then he became, like, this other part. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I actually loved it. He's hot. He can carry off the only face. Like, basically, at the end, he's
right.
He's
just
the
a face.
Face. He's and sexy. You love him. He had an endearing point when he's talking to his son. His son's like, oh, I saved all the hockey games so we can watch together.
That was good.
Oh, my God. I shed a tear. You know this.
Right.
I swear to you. It, like, tugged at
my heartstrings.
And
they did have some good Detroit references in the movie.
They showed
the Red Wings a couple times.
They showed
a Detroit sticker.
The Made in Detroit. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And, you know, it was great. I don't know about the neighborhood. I don't know where they were living.
Right.
It seemed to be really close to the city because when he was driving his motorcycle around, he seemed to get there
they
fast.
They didn't shoot any of it here.
I don't think they did.
No,
and
they didn't.
Pisses me off. All right. But it finished third this week.
Right. So I'm just looking at this list on Box Office
Holy
Mojo.
Holy crap, though.
If you don't ever go on Box Office Mojo, it's a great site where they list all the
But like, really?
Money.
That Lego movie?
The Lego movie is number one again this weekend at $48
million.
Duh. About last night, made $27
million. I'm so going to see that movie. We are seeing that movie. If you don't want to see with me, I will. I actually tried to bribe Volleyball Girl to go with me.
And Winter's Tale also bombed big time.
Bombed!
Number
Where is
seven.
It?
Only made seven
geez.
Mil. But the big movies this week, there were three 80s remakes this weekend, which is funny. So RoboCop came out about last night and Endless Love. All 80s remakes. Endless Love is a Remake of a movie with that chick.
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields. Thank you.
I don't know who the other guy was. It's a horrible movie.
Right, looks stupid.
Endless Love, back in the day, it was a horrible movie. Right, I would have never seen it.
I saw it. It came out in 1981.
I don't even see what that guy. I don't even know who that guy was from, like, Magic Mike. That's the only thing I remember him from.
That's who he is.
I'm done with that. Magic Mike wasn't even that great a movie, so I won't even see him.
So we'll talk about the top five movies this week. Lego Movie, About Last Night, RoboCop, The Monuments Man, Endless Love.
But look, wait, let's even say top six, Ride Along.
Ride Along, still make money.
Look at
Kevin
Love
is a moneymaker.
Kevin Hart.
Shit. I really tried to concentrate that time.
Get him. I'm going to see this movie.
So Kevin Love is the center of the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's why, I don't know why that name always pops in my head. It's the same thing. Kevin Love, Kevin Hart, whatever.
I love how Frozen is still in the top 10 because that is a great movie.
I think it's because they re-released it with that
sing-along stuff. And Lone Survivor. You know we love that movie. You know, I cried, I laughed, I had great feelings about it. Oh, and
so RoboCop was great. You should check out RoboCop.
You really should.
We saw it in IMAX or Limax, as they say sometimes.
Why is IMAX? I don't know.
It's not as big of a screen as real IMAX.
What are you talking about? We're seeing it in fake IMAX?
It's fake IMAX. What they would say...
Do we see it in real IMAX?
No.
Or that's at Henry Ford?
Henry Ford is the real IMAX, but... Okay. Like, these old real IMAX theaters are so ghetto, I would never want to go there. They're old. Like, the Henry Ford, it's shitty.
Right.
It's not a nice theater. They haven't updated it since 1985. It was great then. Now, not so much.
All right.
So I'd rather see it at the IMAX at our AMC. It's awesome. It's huge. Great sound.
All right.
Love it.
You also saw the Justice League movie.
I saw the new Justice League movie. The Justice League movie, it's called War. Justice League War. It's another great DC animated movie.
But it's a PG-13.
It's a PG-13 rated animated cartoon movie. I don't make Girly Girl watch these with me. She thinks they're stupid. She's never watched one. They're awesome. She'd love it.
I won't watch it. And if my kid can't watch it, why is anybody watching it?
So
these are DC movies. I'm so pissed.
I think they're fantastic. It's great. There's some origin for Cyborg, which I've never seen before. It was fun. Saw some Shazam.
It's brand new.
Version.
Like
it's
these
brand
are
new.
Direct to video.
Direct
though.
To video. It just came out, I think, last week. I finally watched it last night. And it's phenomenal. Superman and Wonder Woman are kind of immature in this one. It's kind of like a 20-year-old Superman. So he's kind of a dick.
What?
And
who calls Superman a
Superman
dick?
Was kind of a dick. And Batman was kind of like the friendly guy. But the best part, you know, Flash is normally the smart ass in these type of movies.
Right.
But this one, Green Lantern, was a smart ass. And it was played...
Was it Jonah Hill?
No. It was played by the guy from Weeds that I like so much.
Seriously?
I don't know his real name. I'll put it in the review. I'll write up a review for our website
tomorrow. The one in Modern Family?
No.
I don't know.
He had that stupid TV show called Pet...
I don't know.
He had a veterinary show. You know, the guy from Weeds I like.
I don't know. The guy from Weeds that I think you like
is
in Modern Family.
He is
in
Modern Family. He's the lawyer.
Oh, God!
Right, you're right.
See? Look at you, dummy!
I forgot that he has that part of Modern Family.
Because I said,
so yes,
I'm smarter than you.
Right, so he plays Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, in this, and he's great. He has some good one-liners.
And the Lego movie, though, isn't Green Lantern Jonah Hill?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know anything about the Lego movie.
Okay.
I have not seen it.
All right.
They're also, Sean Astin does the Shazam voice.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, so Sean Astin's in it. I can't think of who does Batman or Superman.
It's not Will Arnett.
It's not Will Arnett. No, it's not.
From the Batman. Who's from Lego movie.
He is Batman and Lego movie, which is great.
I've seen some good things from that. I can't wait to see that. We're going to see that, right?
Good. Yeah, right. We'll see it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So if you're into those animated DC movies, Justice League War, top notch. And there was a trailer for the next one, which looks like it's going to be called Batman and Son, maybe.
Woo,
so,
he's a baby?
Here it comes.
Oh,
so
no.
It's like Batman is doing his Batman thing and is it Catwoman that shows up?
Oh my gosh.
So
who's having sex with who?
Selina Kyle shows up. And she's like, this is your son. And he's 10 years old.
Get out!
So 10 years later, the greatest detective in the world didn't know he had a son.
And it's a soap opera.
And...
Are you serious?
The kid steals the Robin suit.
What?
And he's out there doing Robin stuff. That's all I know. I don't even want to watch the rest of the trailer. I'm that excited
about it.
It's
soap opera. I can't wait to see this. Are you really?
It's going
to
be the shit.
Really?
I'm in.
If it's a soap opera. Oh!
We're going to watch. You're going to watch that one?
I'm going to watch it.
So anyway, Justice League War, it's great. There's a Cyborg introduction. You see a little bit about Shazam.
Don't suck it out. Don't suck the fun out of it.
No, I've never seen the Cyborg thing, so it's worth watching.
All right.
It's worth watching just for that.
All right.
So we'll probably check out the Lego movie this week.
All right. And
on Friday, we'll see the Costner movie, Three Days to Kill.
3 Days to Kill. Cannot wait.
So, did you have anything else you wanted to add this week? We can wrap it up.
No, I think I said a lot.
All right, good, good. So, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm the G Tuck.
And I am Girly Girl at GURLEEGIRRL.
And we also have a Twitter for the show. It's just at Gaming and Movies. And check out our blog at gamingandmovies.com. And that's it for this week.
That's it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. And we're back. I totally forgot to give all the details on how to win the PS3 copy of The Last of Us.
Really?
Well, of course it's on PS3. It's the only version of The Last of Us that exists.
Is it a good game?
It's a great game. It's on a lot of people's lists of best games of 2012.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a great
2013.
Game. 2013, right.
You're so funny.
I forgot what year it is. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
It was on a lot of people's best lists of 2013.
Okay.
Of best game. It's a great game.
I wish it was 2012.
Right.
Because I'd be like under 40.
So if you haven't played The Last of Us and you want to win a copy.
I want to win it.
I'm giving away a copy that came with my PS3.
How can I win it?
You just need to leave a comment under the podcast
portion
of our
but a good comment.
On our blog.
A good comment.
Right. So if you visit gamingandmovies.com, find where we posted the podcast.
Have people done that?
No one's left a comment yet.
Because they love us. Right. People don't leave comments when they love something,
so
right?
If someone leaves a comment on our blog at gamingandmovies.com, we will put your names into a randomizer on the internet and pick a winner.
A randomizer on the internet.
Right. There are randomizers.
Holy.
It'll be legit. We won't pick a favorite or anything.
I'm going to pick a favorite.
And
I'm going to pick a favorite.
That's
you know
not
I
the
will.
Way we're going to do it.
Have a good name. If you have a good name, I'm going to pick them.
No, there is a slight warning. I did tweet out a picture of the copy that we're giving away. It is in the cardboard sleeve that came with my PS3.
You never opened it.
I never opened it. It's sealed.
Can I play it right now?
No. Well, I mean, I have a copy that's not
so I can play
in the cardboard sleeve. So if you want to check it out, you could.
I could play it.
But it's scary.
It's a scary game?
It's a scary game.
So you've never played it?
I played it.
Aww.
But I got scared. And I do want to finish it someday. I do want to play it. It plays nice. Plays like Uncharted. It's by Naughty Dog. It's the same people that did Uncharted.
I never played that either.
Right. But it's a fun game.
It's good?
Yeah, it's a great game.
Okay.
It's fun. And
I want to win it. I'm going to win it. Can I win it?
You can't win it.
I'm not able to win it?
You're not able to win.
Me?
No.
Me? Girly Girl can't win it?
Girly Girl cannot win.
The G-Talk can't win it?
G-Talk can't win either.
And like number 23 can't win it?
No. He doesn't have a PS3.
And Volleyball Girl? She couldn't win it?
No. No one related can win.
Oh!
It's just not fair.
Jenny, you better be listening and you better win it.
So leave a comment at the end of our blog under our, I guess not the end of the blog, but just under where I post the podcast and you'll have a chance to win.
You better win. Somebody better win.
On gamingandmovies.com.
And then I want them to talk to us about it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Leave a comment about the podcast. Let us know what you like.
Because you'll let me play it, right?
The game?
The game.
Sure, you can play it if you
want.
We're
going to talk to them about the game. If they win the game, they're going to talk to us about the game.
Right. Yeah, we can talk about it afterwards. But
all right.
Again, this is the gamingandmovies.com podcast. And this is an additional recording because I forgot to record the part about the contest.
Win it.
Bye.